Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the sharecroppers. This is Red Barn Radio.
Out Norwegian Wood, obviously not a traditional bluegrass tune. Soon to become one, though.
Right, exactly. Everybody's going to want to do it.
So when it comes to a song like that, that's a good song, but a little bit off of what your sound is, how do you choose a song like that and own it with your style?
It's nice because it plays where everybody's so dynamic, different types of music and styles they listen to, and I think we bring it all to the table when we do that. Melissa and I are more traditional bluegrass, and these guys, you know, are farther out. So when we bring that together and we practice songs like that, it's everybody's opinion. And it's just like the sharecroppers, it's everybody here. Everybody has a voice and opinion about things. And I think that's what makes it work.
We love picking out the like obscure songs that people wouldn't think they're going to hear a bluegrass band play. Yeah, I grew up really on the traditional side of bluegrass and a lot of old-time music. And then Alison Krauss was probably my favorite most of my life. I thought she was pretty much the only person that played music. And then as I got older, you know, doing that high school thing, because bluegrass is not cool, even though I was a closet bluegrass lover. In high school, I got into all of the rock and punk bands. The White Stripes was a big one for me there in college. And then since that was always in my heart, the bluegrass sort of came back around. Casey introduced me to John Hartford, and he's been on the top probably since probably the past 8 years. Dad didn't let me listen to John Hartford because he was a purist of the bluegrass style. So John Hartford was little on the outside. He was pushing it. I think he called this style retrograss, so that fits me pretty well. So he's right. He's a good one.
Bags, I was loaded down and I left GCKY. And I checked my rearview mirror and the fears I left behind. And I was burning tires, fueling O when I crossed the county line. But the smoking stopped around Preachersville, so I took it for a sign. With no reason for my leaving, I had no place to go. Well, I said hello to Tennessee by Jellico. And I heard a rumble and then a pop, and on the guardrail I sat. My car was out of fuel and I had a flat. Doing 75 on 75, leaving trouble in my dust. Pedal to the metal, old Carolina bus. He was driving a red Yugo, and he told me as many stories, Lord, as I had miles to go. He gave me his car keys and I gave him mine. We said we'll trade again when you get back, and that'll be just fine. Well, I made it down to Knoxville town. It was too good to be true, and I was right, cause there were lights and they were flashing blue. He said, house, where are you going, son? And is this car your own? I made no answer, got dispatch on the phone. Doing 75 on 75, leaving trouble in my dust. Pedal to the metal, old Carolina bus. At the wrong time, you know. Since they had nothing to book me with, well, they had to let me go. And now I'm on the road again without a car nor a dime. But I have a good right thumb, so I pointed it to Caroline. Doing 3 to 5 on 75, if only in my dreams. Woke up at my cubicle, nothing is what it seems.
Hey, thank you. That was called Fool's Paradise.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with the Sharecroppers on Red Barn Radio.
Clouds rain falling in. Gonna see a movie called Don McGuinn. Pack up your money, put up your Tim McGuinn. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Ooh-wee, we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Ooh-wee, we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Down into the easy chair. Down into the easy.
Musical experiences all across the board, from like Christian rock back in my younger days to alternative rock, classic rock on the radio. I think that's when I really started singing in the car, in the shower. But I think Oh Brother Where Art Thou, when that album came out, that's when I really started working on harmonies and appreciating, you know, Kentucky's classic bluegrass music. And I'm in tourism in Kentucky, so I'm just all about everything Kentucky.
My wife, Mandy, she's brought me, since I met her about 3 or 4 years ago, she has brought in these bands that, I don't know if you're familiar with Animal Collective and of Montreal, a lot of weird bands that I was like, this is not music. You know, oddly enough, that makes you start thinking outside the box because you're like, that atonal stuff is not music. And then you start listening to it more and you're like, that's really complicated stuff they're making. And so I don't know if that was what we're trying to do, but it does make you think outside the box, you know. I do want to say that she has great taste. It's not just all the genres that she mentioned. So as far as playing and performing, I was in a, you know, Melissa was in kind of like a punk band, and I was in a hardcore band where the music wasn't necessarily on our band. It wasn't necessarily great, but your stage performance and how you're having fun was the biggest part of it. And so for me, it's like getting behind a microphone. It doesn't matter what I'm playing. Just play music because it's, you know, you'll have a blast making whatever it is. But I will say that Bob Dylan, the band, a lot of that stuff has brought us more into like this vintage folk music and then incorporating it, because that, you know, the band was, they played everything. It wasn't just the drums like Levon played and guitar and bass. So, you know, they're playing accordion and fiddle. And so like this idea of like just getting out there and making folk music again is what drives me to do it. It's not necessarily being called bluegrass or newgrass or retrograss or whatever it is. It's play Kentucky folk music.
Lit out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning come around. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran into the devil, babe, hit long, hit 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Sit out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air.
said, I'll run, buddy, take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Well, I got two reasons why I cry on a waste lonely night. First one's named Sweet Emery, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. But it don't look like me.
Sit down, running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Well, I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne-Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail.
Well, I got a wife in Chino, baby, and a one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit down running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home
before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. When Melissa and I got married, our goal was just to produce our own food for ourselves. The more we got into it, we raised heritage breed hogs. We get chickens and layers and raised sorghum, and we tapped maple trees for maple syrup last winter. We just kind of want to get back to the land. That's the way my grandparents and great-grandparents used to do it. And a lot of those talents are, you know, forgotten and lost.
Ain't no more cane on the Brazos. Ooh. It's all been on the shore. No more cane on the Brazos. Ooh. It's all been ground down to molasses.
Brad and I would like to thank our guests, the sharecroppers, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to all of you for making this a great night.
And thanks, Donald, for having me along. It was nice to host the program with you. Thanks to all of you for making this such a terrific send-off for our 14th season. And thanks to the sharecroppers. Great job.
Thanks.
Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
I'm Donald Mason.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of Red Barn Radio. Yeah! One more for the sharecroppers.
She held out. smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose.
I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Well, she bent down, turned around, and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna make it up right here in the sink. It smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose.
I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9. It smells like turpentine, looks like India ink. I held my nose. I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he took my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Kyle, Amandolin, Melissa, Casey, and Aaron, the sharecroppers, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.